Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we are continuing the halachas of refuah on Shabbos, and Yad Hashem, this will be the final shir on refuah on Shabbos. Now, we spoke in the previous shurim that anything that's a suffix of kuach nefesh, you're allowed to do malacha deraisa, and it's a mitzvah to do malacha deraisa, anytime it's a suffix of kuach nefesh. Where someone's life is in danger, even if it's suffix, even if it's a far-fetched danger, but if the life is in danger, the halacha is you're allowed to do malacha deraisa, and it's actually a mitzvah to do it right away when it's time sensitive to do the malacha deraisa. The question is, what about stitches and a broken bone? So really, these shilas are very complicated. You have to speak to a rav about it if something happens. I just want to give the general outline of the halachas of these two injuries. Now, when it comes to stitches, so if there's someone that gets a very deep cut and they show it to a doctor or to a hatzalah, and they tell you this is a chshash sakana, it's a very deep cut, it could become infected, and it's life-threatening. It could become life-threatening if it becomes infected, and therefore it has to be closed up right away. So the halach is, it's mutter to go even to a Jewish doctor and have it sewed up, and the reason is because their life is in danger, and therefore you want to make sure it gets stitched up well, and it shouldn't cause any infection. Now, if the doctor or the Hatzalah member says, this could wait to Matzah Shabbos, so then you have to wait to Matzah Shabbos, even with a non-Jew, because right now you're not in danger, and it makes no difference for the Chayla Shem HaSakana if it happens now or later, and therefore you should wait till after Shabbos in order to stitch this cut. Now, the question arises, if, let's say it is a chshash sakana, and you have to stitch it up because there's a chshash of it getting infected. But you can stitch it in one way, and it won't become infected. But in order to take away the scar, you have to put even more stitches and do a better job. Is it mutter to do a better job on the stitching in order to alleviate the possibility of a scar? Because for the sakana, you only need the 12 stitches, and for alleviate the scar, you need 24 stitches. Or you want to go dafka to this person and you have to drive more to that person because they're a better surgeon regarding scars than the other one. So shalas, that's mutter. So it's a big machlekes. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that once you're doing it because of sakana, you could do it in the best way possible. And he held it was mutter. But there are those who argue, with Chochani and others argued very stark on this Rav Shlomo Zalman. They held that it's not mutter. And they said, ulai, maybe some said it's mutter with a non-Jewish doctor to do the extra stitches for a scar. That would be fine, maybe. That would be fine, but with the Jewish doctor, not. So therefore, if chas v'shalom, someone gets a very deep cut, there's two things. First, we have to show it to a doctor to see if it's sakana, if it could wait till Shabbos or not. And number two, they should ask a shayla if it's mutter to go to the certain special doctor or a Jewish doctor in order to alleviate the scar. The second shayla is always by when someone breaks a bone. Is it mutter to go on Shabbos to do an issa d'oraisa? So the best thing is to go with a non-Jew to the hospital. And this way, they're definitely a chayla. When someone breaks the arm, is definitely a chayla shem as a kana. You're allowed to do malacha with a non-Jew. And therefore, that's for sure mutter. The shayla is, if a Jew is allowed to drive someone on Shabbos, if they have a broken bone. So it depends. If this broken bone is a shayla of a sakana, where a lot of broken bones are, then of course, they can be driven and they can do a issur d'oraisa on Shabbos if it's a chshash of a broken bone that's a risk. The life's in danger. What are examples? An upper leg, which is a femur, there it could be dangerous. Or an elbow, a fractured elbow could make circulatory problems, could be a problem. An open break where the bone is protruding through the skin, that's a problem, that's a chshash. A severed finger or toe also. Those are all things that are life-threatening and have to go immediately to the hospital with a Jew. That's life-threatening. But a fracture that sometimes could wait, so there, there's a good chance you have to ask the doctor. It's not life-threatening and can wait to have a Shabbos, so you should wait till after Shabbos. Same thing goes with a dislocated bone. You also have to ask the doctor if it's sakana, and if it's a sakana, so then you can go, of course, with a Jew. If not, then it should be go with a non-Jew to the hospital if it's not life-threatening injury. And in Yetz Hashem, we should all be zoicha to be very healthy and not have any of these shilas. But if anyone has a shiloh, it's a serious shiloh, the shiloh of stitches or broken arm, they should ask a shiloh.